So nicest places in America is a lot different than other lists of best places that you may have heard of. We didn't do a survey of the entire country. We didn't use an algorithm or data. What we did is we went out to our readers and said, hey, tell us your stories. Raise your hand and tell us about the kindness in your community. I don't think kindness is something you really can measure with data necessarily. We need those stories in context to understand the social fabric of a place. And this year we got nearly 1,100 nominations from across the country. That's almost triple what we got last year of people coming to us and spending time and energy and you know, going public with their stories in their communities. And the reason we do it is because we are not trying to tell people where they should move to or where they should vacation next. We want to show people that regardless of what they see on cable news or social media, all the fighting that's happening right now, what's really going on across the country in communities just like theirs and places big and small is people working together to be better friends, better neighbors, better family members, to welcome strangers, and in general, make their communities better, nicer, kinder places.
Let's talk a little about Lansing in particular, if we could. One thing that I think set that community aside is the Lyft program. Talk a little about Lyft and about Lansing, if you could.
Yeah, even in Iowa, which is America's breadbasket, there are people who go hungry. And this is true in small places like Lansing and in big places all over the country. And we wanted to bring awareness to how a community that has limited resources deals with a situation like this. And hunger is not just a problem of not having enough food, obviously, but there's an issue of dignity involved. People want to be able to provide for their families in whatever way they can, and the Lyft program does that. It mobilizes the entire community to provide food for people who maybe can't afford it themselves, and it gives them a way to shop for that food, and very similar to how we all go to the grocery store every day. There's so much food wasted in America every single day that there's no reason that anyone in our great country should ever go hungry, and I think that the folks in Lansing have recognized that and have taken appropriate action in a way that makes their community a better place.
You're asking folks to get online and leave some comments about Lansing and to vote. What are they voting for exactly?
So we now have 50 places across the country that are one in every state that are nicest places in their state. And for the November issue of our magazine, we're going to tell the stories of these places. But one story is going to be elevated above the rest. We're going to do a cover story on one of these places. And in past years, places that have been on the cover have reported an uptick in business interest, an uptick in development interest. So we think that there's a lot of value in being that place. But more importantly, Reader's Digest, the 100-year-old magazine that's read by nearly 19 million Americans every month, is going to memorialize and celebrate your story of kindness in your community. And that to me is amazing.
Does sound terrific. And is there something, some kind of prize that they win, or is the recognition their prize?
It's the recognition, and it's us telling their story in a way that I think will make everyone feel good and make people across the country realize what a special place Lansing is. And if you want to engage with this, if you want to read the story of Lansing or the story of any of the other places, which are all different and all uplifting and make you realize how much kindness is happening across America every day, go to rd.com/nicest. That's RD as in Reader's Digest, .com/nicest. And you can look at all these stories. You find Iowa on the map, click on it. You can read the story of Lyft and Lansing and then vote. And you can vote up to once per day.
That should cover us, Jeremy. I appreciate you taking a few minutes out. Anything you can think of we missed?
No, I think that's basically it. I mean, I really just hope that people go and read these stories. Ultimately, that's what we want to do. We want to people to read the stories so that folks in communities like Lansing that are not Lansing see what the folks there did and say, hey, we've got a similar problem. Maybe we can implement a similar solution and make the world a better place that way.